This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
A street takeover happens in Holly Hills. Over 50 vehicles were spiked and arrests were made.
And Jason Tatum suffered an injury in a game last night against the Knicks. Ronj, you texted me when it happened. It didn't look good. He was wheeled off the court in a wheelchair.
MRI is coming today. We'll let you know what the results are of that. And the Cardinals did win. Yes, they have done it. They have won 9 straight games. They will hope to extend the winning streak to 10 tonight against the Phillies. It is a 5:45 first pitch right here on KMOX. So it sounds like some kids got out of hand last night, huh?
Sunday night.
Was it Sunday? Oh, yes, it was Sunday night.
And we found out about it. Audio of it.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There was what they're calling a slideshow with
The old street takeover
and dozens of cars. And while we hear about this a lot downtown, we see this happening downtown. This happened in Holly Hills, the residential neighborhood, where generally, I know there have been issues in Holly Hills, and we'll talk more about this. I've had friends who've moved out of Holly Hills because they feel like their little circle of safety in their community has gotten smaller. But the video of this reckless driving, just like donuts being spun and cars speeding up and down the streets of Holly Hills, is incredibly frustrating for city residents.
Yep. That's actual audio of it from last night.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen these before, these happen all over the country. They happen in Vegas and in Chicago and in Kansas City. Charlotte has had problems. Nashville has had problems with them. Dallas. These are happening everywhere. The difficulty with them is, yes, people can get hurt and they can get very dangerous, and that's the problem with them. The problem in stopping it is that they're coordinated online. So kids are either on TikTok or somewhere else, and they are coming up with these times. They say they find a random time and a random place, and then everybody shows up all at once. They're very difficult to stop.
Well, like this one had over 100 cars.
Yes.
And that doesn't count the people who show up to watch.
Right.
So they, like you said, attract crowds. There's burnouts. They're doing donuts. They're spinning cars. It's like a party and people are recording with their phones. It's incredibly stupid and dangerous. And it's disruptive. And yeah, in a quiet family neighborhood like Holly Hills, you have this going on. I cannot imagine that residents will find this tenable in any way.
Well, I'm sure they're not. I know that some people thought the police department did not show up, but there were apparently some sort of undercover unit that was there, and that's how a lot of the cars got spiked. One driver came and turned himself in later. So I don't know how you stop it other than, and they actually do legit intelligence. It's almost like what counterterrorism analysts do is they're constantly scouring, you know, the internet for chatter, and maybe they'll get word of something, or maybe they'll have some insiders who will tell them something. And that's how police departments combat it, is by finding out about it ahead of time. But it's very difficult to do that anyway.
Yeah. Well, again, once police were called, allegedly the cars had already moved on to five other locations. But KSDK talked to some of the residents in South City in Holly Hills, and a woman said that her husband called 911 four times. Three of the four times, nobody picked up. And when he did get through, nobody showed up. Now, Mitch McCoy, a spokesperson for the St. Louis Police, said officers were dispatched, but they were diverted also in the middle of that to a firefighter in need of aid. But they were, they're outnumbered. They're outnumbered already without the slideshow car rallies that we're having here across downtown. But when those numbers show up, they've got to figure out a better plan. They said that they spiked 50 cars. Like, the St. Louis Police Department posted on Twitter that reckless driving is unacceptable. And last night we had dozens and dozens of reckless drivers and we spiked 50 cars. And it sounds like my first thought was good. Get those guys. Get all of them. Do whatever you need to do. Throw them in jail, whatever it is. But only one car of the 50 that were spiked was stopped. And that because that car got spiked, had a flat tire, it crashed. They got the guy. So did you really spike 50 cars? And I don't know. I want to... I have more questions about the cars, the 50 cars that were spiked, and how they were all able to drive off. Maybe they all drove off on flat tires. Maybe the spikes didn't flatten the tire right away. I don't know. How exactly does that work?
You can still drive on a flat. I've done it.
You've done it like three times.
I know. I have to. I have no choice. My tires keep going flat, and I have to keep driving them.
So Mitch McCoy did say, quote, there are a lot of tires that have spikes in them today. So good, I guess, be an inconvenience, and maybe you get to the point where you're spiking cars and then you have other tactics that disincentivize these, it's mostly young people, from coming down here and having their slideshows and donuts and spin outs, but something does need to be done. And that's, it's so dangerous too. I mean, in a neighbor, it's one thing. It's still bad when it's on a street downtown, when it's on Tucker or whatever. It's bad. But when you're in a residential neighborhood where there are families and kids, I mean, you're putting more lives at risk.
Yeah, it is. I want to reiterate that it is not a St. Louis problem. This happens in a lot of cities and they are struggling to deal with it. I don't think it is the greatest concern in the world, but it is certainly something that needs to be addressed.
So when it happens in Chicago,
they do it downtown. Well, and they'll go to different places downtown and do it. They like to go where there are people.
So they're not necessarily doing it in like Wicker Park or whatever, like a neighborhood?
Oh, no, that happens too. Like Northside, they'll go up there too. But the main area where it's been happening is downtown, like the Loop or River North, places like that. And the police show up, there's when the cars are spinning out like that, and if you see them do donuts in the intersection, it's really tough to get in there and stop it, because it's dangerous. It's dangerous to get close to it.
Well, yeah. So a friend of the show, Missouri State Rep Steve Butts, he lives in Holly Hills.
Yeah, he was there.
And he was there, and he said one of his neighbors came outside, and one of the women, like in the car, in one, you know, part of the spin outs donuts, got out of her car and brandished a gun at the neighbor and said, go back in your house. So basically, they take over the streets. And if you as a neighbor or a resident come out of your house, you might get threatened with a gun. That's what happened here.
Yeah, other than having an entire army of police show up in the moment, I don't know what you do about it. And you use the intelligence the way they do it to try and stop it before it happens, which is still tough to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I was talking about this or before the show. I have a friend who lived in Holly Hills for over 30 years. She's a bit older than I am. She and her husband lived there for a long time. Her husband worked for the city. You know, they were city residents. They're city people. They love this town. They love this city. Several years ago, they left Holly Hills. They said it was heartbreaking. That was the house they raised their kids in. That was the house they grew as a family in. And she said, basically with Holly Hills, we knew there were areas nearby and around us, right, that were kind of sketchy. There'd be some stuff that would happen. But Holly Hills was our little, it was our safe haven. It was our neighborhood. And her husband, when he would leave for work early in the morning, because he worked for the city, so he had to get up 3:30 or whatever, there were two or three times where he would go out to his car and he got held up or mugged because more and more people would infiltrate the neighborhoods that and they were up to no good. And they said, finally, we can't do this anymore. I don't like feeling not safe in my neighborhood. They moved out, and they moved out way west to Pacific, I think, or somewhere out there, you know. And another friend who lived in South City said the same thing. And they were longtime city residents, I think probably 20 years, fixed up an old house, were dedicated, and just said, you know, between the gunshots all the time and the cars getting broken into, we're just frustrated. And yeah, they moved far out west, too. And that's not good when you have dedicated city residents. I mean, my goodness, he works for the city. You know? And he's like, I can't do this. I'm frustrated.
Yeah. And some people won't be able to handle it. Some people will stick around. You know, my plan, as long as I live here, is to stay in the city if I can. I like being in St. Louis. I like being in the city limits. So as long as I am able to do it, I'm going to do that. Some, you don't have to, you know, people, if they don't want to leave, they can.
Here's the thing too. Like we get, right, We've known that high crime, North City is high crime. We know that. You know, that's an issue we're trying to work with. It was shocking when we saw some really horrific homicides downtown because you think, oh my gosh, this is the gem of St. Louis. This is Market. But you kind of know where the pockets are. Like Soulard's so fun to go to. Dogtown's amazing. Holly Hills was a pocket, right? It's a fun, vibrant community. And when those pockets and those communities start getting infiltrated by crime or troublemakers from outside the community to the point that it becomes disruptive, that's when you got to put your foot down and say, hey, we can't let our city get overtaken.
Nobody's allowing it like, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Just let the kids be kids. Nobody's thinking that.
But the authorities aren't doing enough. Like Soulard,
I think it's more difficult to do something about it than we make it sound. Like, just fix it. Do something about it. I think it's a lot tougher than that.
It is, but it isn't. But that's why it's turning into those areas where certain pockets are hiring, the residents are hiring their own private security, or they're having a Ring doorbell system that is coordinated in their community group saying, the city police or the city, blame it on whatever reason you want. They're not doing enough, so we're taking it into our own hands.
Well, everybody's got a Ring. That's not anything new.
But
it's not exclusive to neighborhoods like Soulard or where there's crime.
No, but if you get together and have a community meeting and saying, not only are we going to hire our own private security, but we're going to coordinate the system where everyone's getting it because we want to take matters into our own hands. What I'm saying is it's residents who are dedicated to community but feel underprotected, they don't feel secure in that community.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.